Hi there. The word for you today is flawed, but still valuable to God. In 2 Corinthians 4 and 7, we read the real power comes from God and not from us. Paul writes, and I quote, "We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." Some people don't read the Bible because they think it's all about saintly people whose lives have no bearing on reality. Well, if you feel that way, take the time and read the book of Genesis. The dysfunctional families in that book will make your family seem normal. Cain was jealous of his brother Abel, so he murdered him. Lamech introduced the world to polygamy. Noah, the most righteous man in his time, when he came out of the ark, he got drunk and cursed his children. When the men of Sodom wanted the two angels who visited Lot, in order to save himself, Lot actually offered them sex with his daughters instead. And the Bible actually refers to him in 2 Peter 2 verse 7 as a godly man. Abraham slept with his wife's maid, got her pregnant, and then banished she and her son to the wilderness because his wife Sarah complained about, quote, the other woman. Jacob's firstborn son Reuben slept with one of his father's wives. The list goes on and on ad infinitum. So here's the question. Why would God include this cast of characters in the Bible? Answer, to make the point that we're all flawed in some way. Yeah, we like to think we're normal, but by God's definition, we all fall far short. We all have habits we struggle with, past mistakes we cannot undo, inherent tendencies we can't overcome without His help. But here's the good news, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, the Living Bible, God told Paul, "My power shows up best in weak people." You say, but shouldn't I strive to be better? Yes. But if God only used perfect people, His work would never get done.